finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Hour number two of the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers with TruthNet Radio. Subbing for John Stadmiller today, who is and has been at the house of Endelane Brown in Plainfield, New Hampshire. And what a great news conference yesterday. And John's words were just absolutely great in what he had to say yesterday during the news conference, that Endelane Brown. Today we're talking with Bob Chapman with the International Forecaster. His website, www.theinternationalforecaster.com. Don't forget the theinternationalforecaster.com. And I have been stringing Don along like a girlfriend looking for a ring. Don in Ohio, welcome aboard. How are you today?
Am I there?
You're on.
Okay. Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Ron Paul's went to the floor, I guess, again, and re-entered a resolution to abolish the Federal Reserve, H.R. 2755. I was wondering what Mr. Chapman thinks might happen this time.
Well, first of all, they're all paid off, so you're not going to get the legislation, but he is raising the issue in front of a national audience for probably the first time. I can remember Congressman Gonzalez kind of got to the edge. If you remember him, he was from Texas, and he was head of the banking committee. He was a wonderful man. He did a great job at his job, and when he confronted them, they just flim-flammed him and double-stepped him, and nothing came of it. But he didn't have the national stature of running for the presidency as a candidate for the Republican nomination. And if Ron Paul stands up there and says, look, this is why we got this legislation, because we're getting ripped off something fierce by a private banking group, and they really don't care what happens to the American economy. They just want to get richer and richer and richer. And the Federal Reserve should be done away with. And so, you know, even if he did not get the nomination, what we are seeing here is exposure of things that have never got exposure before. And it's not only that, there's a number of other items as well. And so his running for president is a wonderful thing, because it's like the broadcast that we're all on here, the people that are doing it at Republic, and I do about 15 or 16 of them a week, and we're getting the word out to people. We reach people, but Ron Paul can reach a lot more, and I think it's great that he filed it, and he can talk about it, and he's going to give them fits.
I think, if I can, I'd like to do an open thing here right now. If anybody from Congressman Ron Paul's office is listening, next time he goes to the House floor to speak about it, maybe he can bring up America, Freedom to Fascism, and that let everybody know that it's on YouTube or Google or whatever it is.
Yes, we've had the advertisement up on our site since Mr. Russo sent it to us. He's a subscriber to the International Forecaster and has been for many years. And it's a wonderful tape. Everybody should see it because it tells it the way it really is.
Hey, well, have a good night.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for your call. Back in just a moment. This is the National Intel Report here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere. If you want to join the conversation, 800-313-9443 is the number to call.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Today we're talking with Bob Chapman from The International Forecaster. Bob's website, www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And go there and get a subscription to Bob's newsletter. Better yet, get on the phone and talk to Robbie Noel at Republic Trading Group. And pick up 10 or more certified MS-62 St. Gaudens for $759 a piece. And they'll throw in a one-year subscription to the International Forecaster from Bob Chapman. It's a great deal, great coin. The number to call right now is 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Robbie Noel is there right now waiting to take your call and to speak with you and talk about gold and silver and these terrific coins. Now, you can buy just one or two coins. At the $7.95 price, I believe, but the Forecaster will not be included in that. You got to buy a minimum of 10 to get the subscription to the International Forecaster. George in Florida, welcome to the National Intel Report. You're on the air. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great.
What's on
you
your
there?
Mind? Yeah, I'm here. What's on your mind today?
This is for the guest. You know, the way I'm looking at it, with all this outsourcing, you know, they're hiring illegal aliens. You know, I kind of see the biggest American corporate world imploding on itself because it did one thing. It screwed its own customers by outsourcing the jobs overseas, by hiring illegal aliens at a cheaper price, but yet everybody's getting laid off or getting and the wages being depressed. Could you see that happening as an implosion?
Absolutely, George. Absolutely. The phrase is, who do I sell to? I mean, all these people are, you know, losing their jobs. They're getting lesser jobs, paying lesser amounts of money. And then you have the progression of a recession, which we've now been in for over a year. And I think that they're right on the verge of calling it that. I saw some articles come out today on some of the press that were fiddling around with the R word, as they call it. And it's going to get deeper. It's going to get worse. And that accompanying the lost jobs, the lost good jobs, are going to keep people from buying things from the very companies that went offshore and screwed them in the first place.
I mean, because right now it's more like I'm on the verge of getting a nice inheritance, and I'm going to take about half it and put it in tangible assets of gold and silver as a pretty nice sum, because I figure if I have something tangible, I have a chance of weathering the storm.
Well, you're absolutely right, and Republic has a full line of coins, and they'll be able to help you. And we also give advice to our subscribers free of charge. And there's no newsletter in the world that does that. And we answer everybody's emails, and if people need help, I call them. I've been in this business of finance and economics for 48 years, and I'm fully qualified to help people. And so we do that as well. So if you need any help, just get a hold of me.
I mean, because I'm getting all this advice, like put that money into a CD or a money market, but that's a fiat system, and it's like I got a real weird feeling about putting it, money in something like that.
Well, you get to talk to somebody like me who doesn't get paid to talk to you, and who'll help you and tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah, because right now I'm a truck driver, and I can tell you right now they're trying to push these Mexican trucks across because the price of freight is going down as the price of fuel is going up, and a lot of these owner operators are starting to get out of the business because they can, you know, like I said, we've got this criminal elite that's really trying to put the American out of business. And, you know, it's just, and, you know, the thing is, I'm hearing, like, in Florida, they're gonna probably call for a grand jury if, like, Senator Mel Martinez and Bill Nelson vote for this amnesty bill because I could tell if George Bush signs this bill and it does get passed, you're going to see resistance like you never saw before. And I don't think the American people are going to wait for the ballot box. It's going to rear its ugly head.
Well, I think that this, accompanied with the recession that we're in, and which is going to get alarmingly worse as time goes on, and you get legislation like that, and you're going to have a revolution on your hands. And it's as simple as that. And I think it will happen. And there has to be a catalyst. And that catalyst is probably going to be a bill which would give amnesty to these people, and these people, you know, would take jobs away from people who have no jobs. And it's going to be nasty. People just don't, they can't see out into the future. They can't look at history, and in fact, the universities are even doing away with history, and they can't see what's happened before and what the probable extrapolation of that is.
Because one thing I do is, like, with the broadcast, Republic broadcast, and other networks, when I do get archives, I do burn them to a MP3 disc. And I hope, like, sooner, like I say, if they ever take away free speech or ever shut down the Internet, you know, these broadcasts like this, I got to say, it's your message in a bottle.
Yeah.
And when this stuff starts to come down, you can always put this in and say, and tell them, you see, we warned you. This is what happened. And this is who's responsible. And I would recommend everybody do that. Burn them to MP3s, and that will be our message in a bottle in the future.
And the other thing, George, too, if they take away the Internet, we're going to find a way to find each other. There are ways to build small intranets, and you get those things connected. Folks, we're going to find each other. And we've already discovered each other, and the relationships that we're able to build, the things that we're able to accomplish now, on the Internet. I mean, now we, you know, in just minutes, we can have something viral and going across the entire world on the World Wide Web, and these people don't know how to deal with it. This has been our atomic bomb with what we're able to do with them. And trust me, if it goes down, there are people already talking right now on getting intranets up in a city, and with the ranges that they have with legal antennas and transmitters right now, it won't be any time until people will be back up, and we'll be back up and running. But in the meantime, you know, what they do in that time, we have to be careful about. But the information will get out. We found each other once, and we'll find each other again. And, George, I appreciate your call. But Bob, you know, it does seem like we've tried the soapbox. We've tried the ballot box, and with just the this last midterm election and refusal of the Democratic Congress to do anything about this war, it's getting near the point to where about the only thing left might be just the cartridge box. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've thought since 1967 it's going to end up in the streets. And they're going to go for it. They're going for world government. They know the window will be open. The opportunity will be there for us to stop them once and for all, and we should take it.
Yeah.
And that's my feeling on it. And when it starts, I'll kind of be happy. You know, it finally we get the game on. And let's see how hard they want to fight, and let's see where they want to hide. We know who all of them are. We know where their families are, and we're going to root them all out.
Yeah, and they have this magical way of just suddenly appearing, so they're not going to be that hard to find as it is. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the program with us on the National Intel Report with Mike Chambers and Bob Chapman. How are you? Hello, Frank. Come in, Frank. Are you there? Earth to Frank, going once, going twice. All right, I guess Frank dropped off there. But, yeah, you know, and the situation with Ed and Elaine Brown in New Hampshire, finally we've got some people that are willing to stand up. Bob, one of the questions I have for you, with this bill from Ron Paul about abolishing the threat, the Federal Reserve, and the fact that Ed and Elaine Brown now are starting to get some national attention, do you think maybe this is a catalyst to start waking people up to the idea that this whole thing has been nothing but a scheme for the last 100 years that have been run on us? Did we lose Bob too?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. It faded out. Could you say it again?
Yeah, this whole scheme that's been run on us with the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the fact that we've got Ed and Elaine Brown now, and up in New Hampshire that are standing on the that they're not going to pay the income tax till they're shown the law, and then now Ron Paul introducing his bill into Congress to abolish the Fed, and the fact that he has a podium now that where he can get this information out. Do you think this might be a catalyst to see some actual change to some of this?
Well, I do hope so, because the last thing we want to do is have to take it into the streets.
Right.
And I hope the Americans do wake up, because if they don't, the pain is going to be grievous. I think what the Browns are doing, are trying to prove a point, and that point is that the law that the IRS operates under was never passed. Mm-hmm. There is no law. And this is the point of the whole thing. And they've gone the whole route, and they're telling the American people, and there's millions and millions of Americans listening and watching, that you're paying taxes under a law that does not exist. And it's extraordinarily important. And again, we're having opportunities here to expose what government is doing, has been doing for a long time, finally. And, of course, as you said, the exposure of the Federal Reserve by Ron Paul to a national audience as well, 82% of people are against amnesty. So, obviously, that word has got out. The people who are running things from behind the scenes, they get trouble, big trouble. And it's one of the reasons I continue to do all the programs that I do, and I publish the way that I do, so that more people can learn about what's going on, so they can do something about it, or at least be prepared for it if it comes in a negative way.
You're an Iron Man. I've seen your schedule. And we're going to grab a quick break. Our number is 100-313-9443. Join us here on the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers, subbing for John Stadmiller. Back in just a couple of moments.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Is the number if you'd like to join us in the conversation today with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster and his regular Tuesday visit, and he's been so kind to stick with us here in the second hour. Let's go back to the phone. Frank in Louisiana, you're on with Bob Chapman. Hello.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me, fellas?
I can hear you just fine.
Sure can.
Okay. Listen, 12 U.S. Code 531 states that the Federal Reserve banks don't have to pay an interest in taxes on the trillions of dollars that they have received of our bond interest for these unconstitutional taxes. We need to get the word out that 12 U.S. Code 531, these bankers have to start, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, need to start paying taxes on interest just like they charge us. In Article 1, Section 9, Clause 6 of the Constitution, it demands that the Congress, from time to time, have an accounting of all the monies that this government deals in. We need an audit of the Federal Reserve banks, which has never occurred by an independent audit, because in the 14th Amendment, which is federal, equal protection, our money should be protected like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. So let's get the word out on 12 U.S. Code 531. We want these private stockholders to start paying enormous interest into this government to fund this government, and we want to expose all of them. So I just wanted to put that out there, and let's get the word out on that.
Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree, and I think that they should publish the owners of the Federal Reserve banks. I think that would be very revealing to the American public is, first of all, they think the Fed belongs to the U.S. government, which it doesn't. And second of all, when they found out that a lot of the people who own the Federal Reserve banks are not even U.S. citizens, I think they'd even be more surprised.
We have to demand it. We've got to demand it from these Congress treasonists that we want them to follow the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 6. We demand from the Congress an accountability of the Federal Reserve banks and where all the gold is gone. And we will have to do like they did in 1215 when they put a sword to King John's neck and said, you are going to do what you swore an oath to do.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there, you know, whatsoever. And, you know, Bob, you know, when I talk to people and I tell them the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government, you ought to see their mouths drop open. I mean, you know, you could have a pastel of flies fly in their mouth because they just believe that the whole thing is part of the U.S. government, and they in no way can imagine that this is a private for-profit bank that's been literally stealing money from us for nearly 100 years.
Yeah, well, it's just brainwashing, washing, and also not telling the public. You know, if people don't ask, they don't say. And, you know, if you take Economics 1 and 2 in college because you're taking a business course, they don't tell you that. You got to find that on your own.
Yeah.
Well, most of them don't know it because our legal professors are so stupid and our college professors have been indoctrinated in the Marxist International because the foundations run by the same bankers write the laws of our land and send it to the Congress, and these idiots just pass laws that they don't even read. And Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution says that all laws are passed by the legislature only. Nobody else can pass a law. And the law has to be pursuant to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, as the Supremacy Clause states.
And, well, they should tell that to Judge Bush with his writing his exceptions. if you saw today's report from the GAO, said that he is violating all kinds of laws. And they just don't care. They think the American public is so dumb that they're not going to do anything about it.
Well, in 1787, Thomas Jefferson, the writer of the Declaration of Independence, wrote a letter to James Madison, the architect of the Constitution. And he said that, quote, I hold a little tax rebellion now and then is a good thing. It is as necessary in the political world as storms are in the physical world. It is a medicine necessary for the sound health of government. They knew what was coming down the pike. Jefferson wrote about the banks. He wrote about the central banks, which we'll call the money powers. Central banks are the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto. This is why the international bankers funded the Communist Revolution in 1917. At the original, the first input was $20 million gold. They funded them during the Cold War. They've been traitors to this country for decades. And it's time that we stand up and put an end to it and demand accountability now. And they will run for cover because they're scared to death. We found out about them.
Well, you can tell them there's no place to go.
Amen. And with God's help, we will do it. With the help of the Most High God, we can get it done. Because it's his power we're relying on.
Yeah, Frank, thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. And you know, it may be the cartridge box, folks. And we, you know, we just see this over and over and over. I mean, we got George Bush saying that the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper, and obviously he believes that because actions speak louder than words. And we've got a government that will do absolutely nothing because, again, they're all bought and paid for. There's no difference between Democrats and Republicans whatsoever. I mean, they're all exactly the same. It's like this is all a stage play, and the Democrats have got their part to play in it, the Republicans have got their part to play in it, and it's all a script that's laid out together, and this is what they're doing. Back in a minute. This is the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers for John Stadmiller. 800-339-4343. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, my name is Mike Chambers. I'm with TruthNetRadio.com. I do a nightly show from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the TruthNet Radio Network, and it's called TruthNet Radio Live, and John Stadmiller asked me if I would fill in for him today, and also last Friday, as he's up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, with Ed and Elaine Brown, and that press conference. Again, I can't get over how moving that was, how emotional it was, and the facts that were laid out. All in that, and it's starting to get attention, and I think that's an absolute good thing. Talking with Bob Chapman today with the International Forecaster. Bob's website is www.theinternationalforecaster.com. It's a website you need to visit. And today, if you buy 10 coins or more that are certified MS-62 St. Gaudens for $759 each, Republic Trading Group is going to throw in a one-year subscription to the International Forecaster. Now, these are great coins, great quality coins. Not only are you helping to protect yourself with a good coin that's a great investment, you're helping to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're getting a great deal on the International Forecaster. You're getting it for free. I mean, folks, this stuff, whether it's my little network, TruthNet Radio, or whether it's Republic Broadcasting Network, it takes money to run this stuff. None of it is free. And we can all use your support. And this is one way that you can do that in supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network by calling Republic Trading Group today at 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Talk to Robbie Noel. He's waiting for you there now to talk about these wonderful coins. You can buy one or two, but that won't get you the forecaster. Got to buy a minimum of 10 to get the international forecaster, and that's an absolute great deal. Gene in Texas, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding. You're on with Bob Chapman. How are you today?
Thank you, Mike. It's good to hear you on here. I first heard your program. I listened on low power FM and here a while back. They had a signal problem. They carried you about a week or so. I don't know why or what, but I really enjoyed it. I wish I could hear you every night, but I'm not a computer guy, so my knowledge of high tech is an off-on button and a volume knob. You know what I mean?
I that's about where I'm at as well.
I don't know what your plans are, but I wish say you had a spot on our Republic. It'd sure be nice because I enjoy you. Sound like somebody I've known somewhere or something.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. I wanted to ask Bob's opinion, and I'm going to ask him to hang up because I can hear better on the radio. I'm an old guy. I notice I watch Bloomberg to see what Carlisle's buying each week. I notice they're bidding on Home Depot and this and that, but I read the crawl lines. I get more news on that than I do the other. I saw where Paulson had announced he's going to jumpstart the small business loans in Mexico, and I don't understand the connection there. And the other thing is about the Brown situation up there. I was wondering if, at first I thought, well, by the people being there, probably no doubt save their lives. Then I think, well, these government guys can't really back down and let that get out of hand. So aren't they kind of obligated to go ahead and, resolve it on their use of force or whatever? That's what makes their deal work, is the threat of force behind it, whether it's income tax or anything else. So. And that's what we lack, I think. I'll hang up and listen to his comments on that. Thank you, Mike.
Gene, thanks for your call, and thanks for listening. You have a good day now. Bob, your thoughts on what Gene had to say?
Well, I think I haven't heard Paulson's comment on small business loans in Mexico. I've lived in Mexico, and I'm very familiar with the government and how things work there. And Mexico's problem is very simple. And that is the rich, who control 85% of the wealth in the country, keep their money offshore. The Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, New York City, London, Liechtenstein, Switzerland, etc. And they have controlled the politics so that there's never been any legislation saying that you can't do that. And so there's not a lot of business development in Mexico that there might be because the money is held offshore and it's not taxed. And there's a saying in Mexico for your business or for your money that's in Mexico that if you're paying taxes, you need to change your accountant. And I think that the real reason why Mexicans in the position it's in today is because these people are allowed to keep their money outside the country. And if they had to bring it in, they would invest it, and they would create jobs, and the economy would thrive, and they would probably end up making more money than they would have otherwise. But that's not their frame of reference. So we should not be giving any kind of loans to Mexico. Now, let's make the Mexican government make the rich in Mexico bring their money back into the country. And if they don't want to do that, well, that's their problem. It's not our job to fix the finances of Mexico. It's the job of Mexicans to do that. And so that's my answer to that.
Well, as far as
the Browns are concerned, do you have any comment on that?
Well, yeah, the question I was going to ask there was, isn't this the more preparation for this North American Union? I mean, we're seeing the Canadian dollar rising. We're seeing a rise in the peso. And now, we're going to send money down to Mexico to try to merge to step up their economy a bit to make this North American Union, when it's all merged, you don't have the vast differences in the economy between the three countries.
I think you're right about that. Although I would say in the last 15 years, Mexico has gone from a third world country to a second world country. I mean, you go into Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, and you see Walmarts all over the place, Costco, Sam's, and the equivalent of Nordstrom's. It's a totally different place than what it was just 15 years ago. And Mexico has changed tremendously. But the wages are still low. I mean, the average person makes $500 a month. If you're in a supervisory capacity or a teacher, you make $1,000 a month. And, you know, the rich make lots of money, and none of it falls through the cracks.
Amazing. Your thoughts on the Browns from Gene's question there.
Hmm?
Your thoughts on the Browns? You were going to go to that next comment there.
Yeah, the Browns. Well, I think in part we covered that earlier. Both of us, you know, we're waiting for more word to come out of there. And I think the gentleman who called it was absolutely right. They want to use force. It's the only way that they can get people to do things. And I think the longer that these kinds of press conferences go on and the support that they get continues, the worse the situation gets for government.
Right.
And so I would think that they would probably act fairly quickly, and they'll probably murder them, which is something that our government specializes in.
Well, yeah, they've got a lot of practice at it, and I mean, Danny Riley was, you know, he was staying at their house and was out walking the dog, and these guys in these camouflage ghillie suits that are used by snipers pop up, and he takes off running and probably would have killed the guy had he not been running. And so it's
that's
obvious
right.
that's what they were there to do, was to assassinate Edna Lane Brown. And, you know, you would think after Waco and Ruby Ridge that they would learn their lessons, but it's obvious that they haven't, because that's all they've got left, Bob. They can't – they have no ideas, so all they can do is try to intimidate us.
Well, you know, the only way to solve that is to start shooting back.
Right.
And if that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
Yeah.
If they want casualties, we'll give them to them. You know, we could shoot just as well as they can.
Maybe even better. You know, and but of course now we're seeing legislation they're trying to pass through now that will prohibit veterans who are labeled with PTSD and other, you know, quote unquote mental problems from owning guns. I mean, they're trying to limit the number of people who will have access to a firearm so they can continue to intimidate. I mean, that's all that can be in, you know, because most of these guys come home and they're fine. I mean, nobody is not affected by war, but they're throwing the PTSD label on anybody and everybody that's coming back.
Anybody they can, including if you get parking tickets.
Yeah. Oh, you're suffering from PTSD. Sorry, no guns for you. Bobby, we're watching this dollar continue to fall. And like I mentioned a minute ago, the Canadian dollar is coming up. The peso is rising. The euro and the pound are just killing us. How much longer do we have for the dollar?
Well, over the next 2.5 to 3 years, it'll go down and test its lows. And that'll be there's a thing called the USDX, which is the dollar index. It's six other currencies versus the dollar, the euro having the largest percentage. And it's the gauge is around 82.5 right now. And the long-term trend line is at 78.5 to 80. And I think soon that's going to be tested. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But I think it will be broken, and it could go down to anywhere between 40 and 60. And people don't realize that the dollar in the last 6 years has devalued against the euro by 35%. And they got another 35% coming. And the dollar is in serious trouble. And there's no reversing it. It's interesting, they're telling the Chinese to raise the value of their yuan, which is their currency, and I'm sure the Chinese have told them, well, why don't you just devalue your currency? It's overpriced anyway. And so, you know, what is it, the chicken or the egg? And if the Chinese said that, they would be absolutely correct. You know, we're the ones who have destroyed our own economy. And we've been doing it since August the 15th, 1971, when we went off the gold standard. and we created a totally fiat currency. And so we've got nobody to blame but ourselves or our leaders or the people from behind the scenes who have been making all that money by denigrating the dollar.
How soon after the dollar's collapse, if you're saying 2 to 3 years, do you think we would see until the Amero comes around? I mean, I've heard reports that the Ameros, they've got them ready to go. They've already printed
them. Well, that could be. There has to be an evolution of things that are going to happen. I don't think they want to invoke an Amero or another currency until they have the North American Union together, and then it'd be easy for them to do it. But prior to that, it's going to be difficult. So those who think it's just around the corner, I don't think they're right. It's several years off, if at all.
Well, now they've mentioned that they would like to see a North American Union by 2010. So if you put, your 2 to 3 years time frame there, that would almost match.
Well, again, they're guessing and I'm guessing. You know, if you read Foreign Affairs, which is the House organ of the Council on Foreign Relations, their strike date for world government was 1969. And they were wrong. And they're still trying. And they just changed the date from 2010 to 2020-25.
Right.
And that setback was caused by the situation in the Middle East.
All right, let's go to Gus in Texas. Gus, you're on the line with Bob Chapman.
Good evening, gentlemen. Bob, I have a question regarding your earlier comments about the dollar and when it might basically die. And that is, my wife and I, we have a little house. We have no debt other than our mortgage. And we're trying to do everything we can to get it paid off in the next 5 years. Is that something that we should look at? Or because we don't have enough money to invest in gold and silver so that when this thing happens, we're covered and we're have something to trade in. Should we put our dollars into the house so that it's paid off as soon as possible, or is it practical, or should we look at doing something different?
Well, first of all, technically you don't own your house. The bank does.
Yeah, that's true.
And the government does, or whoever the government owes money to. Secondly, if you buy gold and silver-related assets, in the next 3 years, they should go up. And if they go up, you may make enough money in a very short period of time, say 2.5 or 3 years, to easily pay your mortgage off and then have something besides.
Okay.
So I think you're better off buying gold and silver coins every month than you are taking a mortgage down, because you may make money, which you're not really going to do by paying the mortgage off early. You're not going to save that much.
Yeah.
But if you have gold triple from here, you got to triple your money.
Now, would that be contingent on if I buy gold today and in 2 years it goes up, but the dollar crashes, what am I going to trade my gold in for?
Well, if you don't want to take fiat dollars that have crashed, you can always trade gold coins for services and things.
Yeah. Now,
that's what's good about coins, and you should buy them in different denominations. Junk silver is a good example.
Yeah.
And also American Eagles in different denominations, the tens, quarters, halves, and 1 ounces.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. And I think that's a prudent thing to do.
Yeah, I think my biggest concern is if this were to happen in the next 2.5 or 3 years, and when we have hyperinflation and it all comes, the walls come crashing down, and we haven't paid off the mortgage, so to speak, but we still have a job. What is the possibility that the mortgage companies come and if you can't, and they call in the note and you can't pay it off, do you lose it then? Is that a possibility that they'll do that?
Sure it is. You can lose your house and you can lose your job too. And if you got gold coin during that period of time and it's gone up and it's tripled, sure, you can take it and turn it in for those fiat dollars and hand them to the mortgage holder and say, here, we're paying the house off.
Yeah. Okay. Just things to consider. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. I love your newsletter.
Well, thank you very much.
Lots of great information. I'll hang up and let you all finish. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call. You know, and he raises a good point, Bob. You know, people living paycheck to paycheck, a lot of them think that investing in gold and silver is out of the question for them. What would you recommend somebody do that basically is living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, that is, first of all, they should get out of the debts that they're in, if they have any. That means that...
Bob, are you there?
The credit card debt, the revolving card debt, the vehicle debt, and those kinds of things. Then if they get a little left over each month, they can step in and buy some coins.
Pay down their debt, get the mortgage, and get the mortgage gone. But, you know, again, you never truly own your home. Because there's always going to be a liability for taxes or whatever that continue to come your way. So, I don't know. I'm sorry. Here we are. Back in a minute. I turned the wrong thing down. This is a quick break. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Final segment here with Bob Chapman. Folks, don't forget, this Tuesday special is running today. Buy 10 or more certified MS62 St. Gaudens for $7.59 each. And you can get a free subscription newsletter for 1 year from Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. These are excellent coins, and it's a good deal for you. And plus, the information that you're going to get is outstanding. Talk to Robbie Noel today, right now, 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. 7898. Bob, I'm sorry there. I asked you a question, and I had inadvertently turned my monitor feed down. I'm not used to having an engineer. I'm used to running all this myself. And so when Gus hung up, I turned the knob down that you and Gus were on, and I couldn't hear you, and I thought you were gone. What basically, just a couple minutes that we have left here, what does a family living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet, do to get into some gold and silver so they have some type of security?
Well, the first thing they do, and I think they heard me on the air, was that you should get rid of your credit card debt, the most important, and get rid of your revolving debt as well as your automobile and vehicle debt. And you should, once you've got that all together, then you should start to, on a monthly basis, buy gold coins and start out, moderately and just keep on building up on them.
So basically, if you have to pool money over a space of months even, it's still a good idea. Even if you can just get one coin every couple, 3 months, it's a good idea to do that as well, I would say.
Sure it is. It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You only can do what you can do.
Yeah. How much longer? What inflation rates do you think that we're going to see here in the coming months? I mean, them saying that inflation is at 2%, obviously that's completely bogus because we know things that the prices on everything are continuing to rise.
Well, for about 4 years, inflation was 10%. Now it's 11%. We're headed into hyperinflation right now, and that's borne out by the fact that even though the Fed doesn't publish M3 anymore, which is money and credit expansion, it's around 13.3% this month. That's up from around 11% the month before. And incidentally, many other nations are doing the same thing, and that's helping to create the sea of money and credit that's out there that keeps this machine going until they make a mistake one day and the whole thing falls apart. But inflation is already very, very high, and the increases in salaries and wages certainly aren't helping. Last year, wages went up 4.5% or so, but this year, again, they're lagging. And even if you get a 5% raise every year, you're only having to get back half of what you're losing, and so you're losing 50% of your buying power from your salary every year.
Wow.
And it's a lose-lose battle.
Yeah. You never catch up.
Inflation's built into the system.
Yeah.
But not at 10%. The system is built in at around 2.5 to 3%, which would be optimum. And that isn't the case, unfortunately.
No, not at all. Bob, your website is www.theinternationalforecaster.com. And they need to get these coins. They've got a few minutes to do that on today's special. Real briefly, in like the 30 seconds we have here, any insight that you want to give to the folks as we head out today?
I think they should all be getting a hold of Congress and complaining, each and every one of them by email, and make it brief. Just say, I'm against any kind of amnesty that you want to pass. I'm against the federal income tax, which the Browns tell us is illegal. And, pick out every subject you want, send different emails, and, they put the pluses and the minuses in two different piles. And if all the minuses are way outweigh the pluses, the elected representative is going to say, gee, maybe I shouldn't be voting for that.
There you go. Bob, thanks for joining us today. Bob Chapman, our guest. It's been a pleasure to be on the program. Thanks to John Stadmiller for allowing me on. You guys have a great day. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Bye-bye.
A message for all home.